is mine. Now, folks, that's profound. I'll always tell you when I've said something profound. And the reason I do is I found out a few years ago that an incredibly high percentage of my audiences do not recognize my profound statements when I make them unless I tell them this is profound. Now, this is going to involve a lot of communications. We had a lady right here in Dallas went down to see her attorney about a divorce. And the lawyer said, "What's the problem?" And she started rambling. He said, "No," said, "be specific." And she said, "Like how?" And he said, "Well, do you have any grounds?" She said, "Oh, yes." "As a matter of fact, we got about 40 acres right out here on the north end of town." He said, "No, that's not what I'm talking about." Said, "Do you have a grudge?" She said, "No, but we've got a really neat little carport there right on the side of the house." And he said, "Woman, we need to make this personal." She said, "Like how?" And he said, "Well, does that man ever beat you up?" She said, "Oh, no," said, "I'm up every day at least an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours before he even turns over." And he said, "Well, do you accept any responsibility for the difficulty?" And she said, "Like how?" And he said, "Well, for example, do you ever wake up grouchy?" She said, "Oh, no," said, "I just let him get up on his own, you know, whenever he will." And he said, "Well, why do you want to divorce the man?" And she said, "Well, the guy just can't communicate." Now, we're going to try to make the communication such that as you listen to this tape, you will have no difficulty understanding exactly what I am talking about. Everything is choice. For example, for 24 years of my adult life, by choice, I weighed well over 200 pounds. Now, the reason I say by choice is simply because I have never accidentally eaten anything. Always a choice. Now, if I choose to eat too much, then I have chosen to weigh too much. You are where you are in many ways because of a series of choices that you have made. Now, I'm the 10th of 12 children. I asked my mom one time, I said, "Mom, why so many?" And she said, "Well, son, where do you think I should have stopped?" Well, it's for sure I didn't think after number 9. Now, you can absolutely count on that. Let me say something that I think is very important. A few minutes ago, you made the observation that the responsibility was yours to make the right choices. Now, responsibility carries a lot of weight in life. Barbara Tuchman, 2-time Pulitzer Prize winner, said the number one need we have in our society today are people who will accept responsibility. And that is so tremendously true. Most people that I speak to think I'm in my early 30s, but actually, I'm 68. Now, what that means is I was raised during the Depression. My dad died when I was 5 years old. There were 6 of us too young to work. Small Mississippi town, Yazoo City. We don't even have a village drunk. We share with a little community, you know, next to us. But it's exciting. About once a month, a train comes through town. And I know that doesn't sound like excitement until I explain we don't have tracks there. And then that, you know, that puts it in a different category. It really does. We used to hang a mirror at the end of Main Street and make the town look bigger. Well, anyhow, small Mississippi town. Now, let me say something here. You know, I can tease about my hometown for one very good reason. It's an amazing little town. Former president of the American Medical Association from Yazoo City. Former president of the American Bar Association from Yazoo City. Former president of the Southern Baptist Convention from Yazoo City. The former editor of Harper's Magazine is from Yazoo City. Former secretary of agriculture is from Yazoo City. Chairman of the Republican Party is from Yazoo City. Jerry Clowers is from Yazoo City. Now, I have no idea what happened to the other 3. But, you know, I can tease about my hometown because it has been so productive, and we're going to be using humor throughout because, you see, people learn faster, they learn more, and they remember longer. But the major point I'm making there is we can tease about that little town because of its productivity. People who are confident and productive, they don't mind you kidding them along. Good, clean kidding and humor, I think, very definitely has a place. Now, I don't need to tell you that as a 10th of 12 children, 6 of them being too young to work, heart of the Depression, small Mississippi town, we had a tough time financially in the Depression. Other families had it tough, too. But I'm so grateful that for whatever reason, I did not...